Part 5. The Architecture, Importing the World, Serving the Map and the Two Infrastructure Lessons, Sections 6 and 7 of the paper. Chapter 6. Architecture. The pipeline, one registry, more than 20 importers. Every dataset enters Lingua Mundi through an importer, a program that knows how to read one external format and write it into the project's own schema. The single authoritative list of importers lives in one file, the importer registry, and by September 2026 it held more than 20 registered plugins, the Princeton WordNet and the English WordNet, the open multilingual WordNet, Wiktionary and its machine-readable copy called Kaiki, Wikidata, the wordform data of Unimorph, the grammar-annotated sentences of universal dependencies, a German synonym source, an English pronunciation dictionary, data breaking written characters into their parts. Cross-linguistic association data, word frequency lists, and the Japanese family, the JMDIC dictionary, an English to Japanese companion file, and the Kanji dictionary. One caveat, for precision and honesty, a folder for translated sentence corpora exists in the importer's directory, but it is an empty, unregistered stub, waiting for a future sentence layer listed as a placeholder, not a ship source. Each importer registers its target languages against the same three-letter ISO codes, which keeps the schema language agnostic in practice, not just in theory. Imports are supervised by a pipeline that runs each source, records the job, and, crucially for the next chapter, reports success. After each import, it refreshes the ranking views, so the sky always reflects the freshest data. The corpus today, measured. Direct measurement of the live database on September 6, 2026, re-verified the next day with identical counts, gives these numbers: more than 96,000 concepts, more than 1.2 million word forms, more than 1.6 million recorded word meanings, and more than 171,000 typed connections across six live languages: English, Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, and Japanese. The per-language weight tells its own story. Japanese dominates, with roughly 345,000 word forms and about 528,000 recorded meanings. English follows with about 271,000 word forms and 393,000 meanings, then German, Spanish, French, and Portuguese, each with roughly 150,000 to 175,000 word forms. These per-language figures are approximate, rounded from an audit, while the overall counts are exact at the moment they were measured. Two honest caveats belong beside these numbers. First, the corpus is layered. Some datasets, the machine-readable Wiktionary copy and the word frequency lists, were deliberately capped at 50,000 rows per import run, with deeper coverage supplied by other sources. That cap is documented rather than hidden. The next chapter shows what happens when a similar cap was not documented as a risk. The API surface. The system exposes a small, deliberately frozen set of request endpoints, the agreed doorways by which other programs ask the database for data. The endpoints, verified live in September 2026, are these: one lists the live languages and their metadata. Two are paginated list queries for word forms and for concepts, capped at 1,000 results per page after an audit found them unbounded. One performs the morphological and lexical analysis of a word, morphology being how words change form for grammar. Two handle the Japanese kanji and dictionary lookups. Then the star map endpoints: one serves the sky itself, concepts ranked by brightness, with parameters for search, language, depth, whether to attach member words, and a taxonomy lens that climbs or descends the ISA tree from a chosen concept. One serves a single star in full, its member words per language and its neighbor concepts, both paginated. One measures the bounded graph path between two concepts, and one is the word lens. Given a word and a language, it returns the concepts its recorded meanings currently linked to. All responses are compressed, and every query runs from an index or a pre-computed view, the bounded work rule. Why the design is language agnostic in the database, not just on paper. The reader can now see the whole loop. A new language arrives as one language row, say Mandarin, code CMN, plus registered datasets, the Mandarin WordNet, a Mandarin grammar annotated corpus. Importers write its word forms, its meanings, and, where explicit mappings exist, its links from meanings to concepts. The ranking views recompute. The sky gains a language. No table changes, no migration, no special case in the API. The design's promise add languages indefinitely is not marketing, it is the direct consequence of the schema. Chapter 7. Two infrastructure lessons: bake, don't re-derive, and fail loud. Every database project eventually meets its performance walls. Lingua Mundi met three of them in 1 week and then discovered that the most interesting problem was not speed, but silence. The pattern: bake, don't re-derive. The rule that solved all three walls is simple enough to state in a sentence: when many queries need the same expensive computation, compute it once, store the result, and keep it fresh, do not recompute it for every query. In database terms, Lingua Mundi uses Postgres materialized views, stored, pre-computed answer tables that refresh on a schedule. Materialized is the database word for baked. Wall 1, ranking the sky. Originally, asking for the default star map forced the database to re-rank the entire corpus on every request, about 8.5 seconds each time, on the 2014-era laptop. The fix baked the ranking into two pre-computed tables, with about 94,500 and about 218,000 rows. Afterward, the default sky answered in about a quarter of a second, and deeper requests in tens of milliseconds. Wall 2, naming the stars. Asking for the sky with its words attached, the top words per concept per language, required joining across 1.6 million recorded meanings on every request. At 1,000 stars, the query took more than a minute. A pathological case. The fix baked the words themselves. A third view precomputes the top four words per concept per language, about 338,000 rows at creation, turning a minute plus search into a lookup of about 1 second, and the default view into about a quarter of a second. Wall 3, hierarchy and pagination. Climbing and descending the taxonomy, and paging through stable windows of stars, were solved with careful query ordering and stable pagination, not with a graph database. That was the payoff of the August lean stack decision. After each import, the views refresh automatically, so baked never means stale. The expensive work happens once, off the critical path, and the user's request only ever reads pre-computed answers. The silent truncation that hid cat. In late August 2026, the English layer of the corpus was imported with a row cap that no one intended to be a cap at all. The supervising import script limited the English Open Multilingual WordNet import to 50,000 candidates and then reported success. English cat is candidate number 52,195 in the file's alphabetical order. It was cut off. Roughly 22,000 of the 117,000 English synsets were never created, just under 1 in 5 English meanings, silently absent. For those meanings, English word senses existed as raw dictionary entries but were never linked to concepts. The word cat was not missing from the database. It was invisible to the map. A search for its meaning could not find it, because the meaning node its senses should have pointed to had never been built. For about 6 days, nobody knew. The demonstration the author cared about, cat, gato, and the Japanese for cat on one star, worked in Spanish and Japanese, but came up empty in English. And the empty result looked like a data gap, as if English lacked the word. A timing note from the record explains why the hole surfaced only then. The shared, multi-language sky itself only arrived late in the August to September import run, once a linking script finished connecting the imported languages. Before that, the fallback sky was a small, single language view. So the English hole stayed invisible until the shared concept view was actually live, in early September. The author's own insistence, recorded in the session log, was that this was not a data gap infrastructure. He was right. The failure was not in the data, it was in the pipeline's honesty. A truncated import had reported success, and nothing in the system was designed to notice that success, with a 50,000 row cap, meant failure for candidate 52,195. The fix, an uncapped, idempotent repair chain. The repair, designed and launched on September 6 and 7, 2026, is a model of how to fix a data pipeline without losing data or trust. Remember that it was still running when this paper was drafted. The repair has 5 steps. First, re-import the English WordNet without the cap idempotently, meaning safely repeatable, an interrupted run can be relaunched without duplicating rows. Second, rerun the connections between the newly created synsets. Third, integrate, promote the new synsets to concepts, link their member meanings, and re-express the relations between concepts. Fourth, refresh the materialized views, so the map reflects the repaired corpus. Fifth, verify end-to-end with an acceptance script that proves, from the database and through the live API, that English cat reaches the domestic cat concept together with its multilingual members, gato, chat, katsa, and the Japanese for cat, and that the concept has its proper family tree parents. The acceptance check is designed to be rerun at any time, and to exit with a loud pass or fail. Because every step was written to be idempotent, creative missing, skip if it exists, a machine crash mid-repair costs nothing but time. The chain can be relaunched, and it will finish the job. The same property protects the live database from partial states. The lesson, fail loud versus fail silent. The cat episode is a textbook case of the problem every data engineer fears, a pipeline that fails silently and reports success. The methodological lesson that a ROCAP is not a success criterion and that importers must verify completeness, not just completion, is worth stating as a general principle for open data infrastructure, where datasets arrive with no guarantees and pipelines are assembled by hand. Lingua Mundi's response was institutionalized in two forms: the acceptance script any future import chain can run, and the standing rule that unverified claims are labeled unverified in the database, with orphan census kept visible and confidence levels on every link and in every written record. A system that can show its orphans is a system whose gaps can be found. A system that hides them is a system whose gaps will be found eventually by the worst possible person, a user looking for cat. That closes part 5. Part 6 is the star map itself, the interface, and the remarkable machine it runs on.